Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story called I Am Not Going to School Today. It's written by Robbie H. Harris. It's illustrated by Jen Ormerod. And it is read today by Mommy and
Chicky.
Maybe we should change it.
Okay, my friends, to okay, our friends.
Our friends? Oh, yeah. That's a good idea. You can say it with me. I think it's a great idea. Going forward, that's going to be us. Okay?
Okay.
You down for it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's read this story and see, why would you not want to go to school? I don't know about that. Let's find out. The night before the very first day of school, I put a banana, a shiny silver flashlight, a wind-up chicken, a pair of mittens, and a tiny box of raisins into my backpack. Then I put a new backpack at the end of my bed right next to Hank. In the picture, we could see, who is Hank?
His little monkey.
I put my underpants, socks, shorts, a dinosaur t-shirt, and my new sneakers with the green stripes at the end of my bed, too. I was ready for the first day of school. So it looks to me like his outfit is very cool. He must not go to a school that wears a uniform, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he can wear whatever he wants. Daddy came in to read me a story, and Mommy came in to tuck me tight. They both gave me a hug and a kiss goodnight. Just before they turned out the light, I put Hank right next to me, because Hank's my friend. I closed my eyes and held on tight to Hank. That's when I decided that going to the very first day of school was not a good idea. So he's decided not to go to school on the very first day. I wonder why. The very next morning, as soon as I woke up, I ran to Mommy and Daddy's room. I stood right next to their bed and shouted, "I am not going to school today."
"Why?"
asked Mommy as she sat up and put on her glasses.
"Why not?"
asked Daddy as he sat up and stretched his arms.
Why did I yawn when I read Daddy's?
Because he's waking up.
Because Daddy's yawning in the picture, yeah.
"Because on the very first day of school, you don't know anything," I told them. "You don't know all the kids' names or which cubby is your cubby or where the crayons are or what kind of juice they have or if they have crackers at all."
Ooh, those are excellent points. You don't know that stuff.
Mm-mm.
And then I jumped onto their bed and said, "And on the very first day of school, you don't know any of the songs or when it's story time or where the toilet is or if you can play in the rain or you don't know anything at all. That's why I am not going to school today. But I will go tomorrow because on the second day of school, you know everything."
Mm? "But if you don't go today,"
said Daddy,
"what will you do all day?"
"Hank and I will play all day," I said. "That's what we like to do."
You know what? His mommy and daddy kind of remind me of your mommy and daddy a little bit. They're both looking at him going, "You know what? You got a good point there."
"You know what? It's time to get up," said Mommy. "I'm already up," I said.
"Well, then it's time to get dressed,"
said Daddy. And Daddy and Mommy got up and I went and got dressed and I brushed all my teeth and I put on my brand new sneakers and I pulled the laces tight, but I couldn't tie them. And I took Hank and I went to my breakfast. Wait, let's try that again. I took Hank and I went to eat my breakfast. And Daddy tied my laces with double knots and he made blueberry pancakes, my favorite, and I ate every bite and drank all my milk.
Oh my goodness, you like blueberry pancakes, but you like yours with chocolate chips, right? Yeah.
Then Daddy looked at his watch and said,
"It's time to go to school."
"I told you," I said as I held on tight to Hank and slid under the table. "I am not going to school today." And Daddy bent down and he gave me a kiss. "I can't go," I cried. "Hank will miss me, and I'll miss Hank."
Oh, I can see why he would be upset.
"Hank will miss you," Mommy called from down the hall.
but I think he'll be fine.
No, he won't, I said as I crawled out from under the table. I can't leave Hank, and if I go to school, Hank won't have anyone to play with. I carried Hank to the front hall. Hank does not want me to go to school today, I said. Hank needs me here.
I have an idea, said Mommy. You could take Hank to school today.
But if Hank comes to school, I said, Hank won't know anything.
Hank will know you, said Mommy. And Hank won't have to stay home.
I looked at Hank and said, Hank, you won't be lonely if you go to school with me. And Daddy looked at me and said,
it's almost time to leave.
And Hank, you won't miss the first day of school, I said, if you go with me.
Then we'd better get going, said Mommy.
I ran to my room and grabbed my backpack, and I put Hank in it, and I made sure that his head was sticking out the top so he could see. And I slipped my backpack on my back, and I put 2 pennies in my pocket for good luck, one for Hank and one for me. And then it was time to go, and Hank went with me. At school, the teacher said how happy he was to meet me. He told me his name was Mr. Chase. I showed him Hank. And he showed me my cubby.
Wow, in the picture, what is a cubby?
Cubby is something that you put your stuff in.
Yeah, it's like a little space, like a little cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
Or a drawer where you can put your things. And when he gets to school to put his things in his cubby, what's going on? What do we see in the picture?
There's another kid there who has a stuffy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then we all sat in a circle, and we told everyone our names. My other teacher told us her name, too. Her name was Ms. Chen. Mr. Chase showed us where the crayons were, and he showed us where the toilets were. And then it was time for juice, orange juice, and we all got to eat crackers with yellow cheese. And Mr. Chase told us that when it rains a little, we can still go out to play. But if it rains a whole lot, we'll play inside.
That's probably for the best, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We sang a song about a train that was down by the station, and I knew all the words, and Mr. Chase said we could sing lots of songs every day. And when it was story time, Miss Chen said we could have story time every day. And after that, it was time to go home, so Mr. Chase said,
see you tomorrow. Hold on. They get to have story time every single day. Guess who else gets to have story time every single day?
I do.
You do. You do. Lucky ducks.
Now, that night, I packed my backpack and put it at the end of my bed. And I got into bed and put Hank right next to me. And then I told Mommy and Daddy, Hank liked going to school today. And I think he'll go to school tomorrow if I come with him. Mommy and Daddy gave me a hug and a kiss goodnight and turned out the light, and I held on to Hank, and then I whispered, Hank, I liked going to school today. I bet you did too. And I will go to school tomorrow if you come with me.
And I'm going to guess that Hank, oh.
And he did.
In the last page, we can see Hank did go with him to school. He's in his backpack again. And guess who's with him? That same little boy who had his stuffy, too.
But what do you think he named his stuffy?
That's a really good question. His stuffy looks like a big golden bear, right? What would you name him?
I don't know.
How about Golden Bear?
Goldie?
Or Goldie, like your cousin? What a fun thing. And it turns out going to school may seem scary at first, but it ends up being pretty awesome, doesn't it? Right? Mm-hmm. And that, my friends, is...
Graham.
Wait, I'm sorry. That, our friends, because we do it together, right, is
the
end.